I gave Peggy an awkward grin. Except Peggy, of course, didn't look judgmental at all. I still rubbed my hand over my hair and excused. Oops, sorry. That ain't even in my vocabulary. Sometimes I wonder where this accent comes from. So, you can go.
Cool,
she said, and set out crossing the street, trailed by me and a bunch of bugs. She walked with her hands in her jeans pockets and long, slow, easy swings of her legs. When we got to Stubbs, it was awfully familiar. Not only was there a Stubbs everywhere, it seemed like they were all exactly the same. Little tables, the ones outside with umbrellas, fake wooden board with the menu inscribed on it behind the bar, lots of brown, and the green and white logo of a fish with a woman's legs printed on every physically possible surface. Truth be told, I'd never eaten or drunk at one, but I'd walked past a million, or at least walked past a dozen a whole bunch of times. At the glass doorway, Peggy paused and pointed at a scrubby decorative bush by the restaurant. Sit. Obediently, the flock of aphids bounced over and settled on the leaves. Unwanted pests out of the way, she walked in. Now again, I'd never actually patronized one of these places, and I looked up at the menu. My heart sank. Heavens to Murgatroyd! I hadn't the faintest idea what 4/5 of these items were, and they all sounded foreign. I had enough trouble with English. There was no way I could pronounce anything on this menu. I was going to look like an idiot. Again. Except I was worried for no reason. Peggy stepped right up to the bar and pointed at me, then at herself. 2 Magna Frappalaps and a bag of frosted corn blobs. The name is Peggy. Fishing a few bills out of her pocket, she paid the harrowingly thin lady at the counter and took a little clear plastic bag filled with the kind of cheap, puffy yellow pastries you can buy in any gas station. Heading back to the door, Peggy told me, "We'll be sitting outside because," and she waved a hand at the aphid-covered bush. Already some of them had abandoned it and were bouncing against the door. They stopped trying to get in and clustered around Peggy's feet as we took a seat at one of the outside tables, with my lily-white skin under the umbrella's shade. Ripping open the bag, Peggy held out one of the spongy yellow spheres. "Corn blob?" I shook my head, so she bit the cake in half, leaned back in her chair and chewed with her eyes closed and a blissful smile. When she swallowed, she sighed and explained softly, "Moonshine and Dave, my parents, won't let anything with artificial ingredients or preservatives in the house. I come here to get my fix of real, unhealthy food." The super skinny woman stepped out of the restaurant and placed a huge cup with the Stubbs logo in front of each of us and handed us straws with the Stubbs logo. As she went back inside, Peggy rolled back upright and said, "I'm sure they start making my drink when I walk in the door now." She stuck her straw into the cup and slurped with that same blissfully quiet smile, while aphids hopped around her and a wasp landed in her hair. I took a sip of mine and pinched my nose up. Nasty. It tasted like a chocolate milkshake with burned dirt in it. I wouldn't be picking up a Frappalap habit anytime soon. But Peggy was relaxing just to watch, sucking away at her straw in perfect contentment, at peace with the world and unafraid of the bugs adorning her. Wham! "Hands up in the air, villains!" I squealed, tossing my Frappalap up in shock and barely scooting out of the way when it landed. Twisting around in my chair, I looked up at a superhero. He couldn't be anything else. He was tall, he had muscles on his muscles, bronze and gleaming. Most of those muscles were on clear display, because his costume wasn't much more than metal bikini briefs, shoulder pads, bracers, and boots.